Louis Camoli.
How you doing, Louis Camoli?
I'm not too good. You got me doing this report right now. I want to know what this is about. It's 11 o'clock at night. What's going on? How can I help you?
Louis Camoli is my stepdad, and I've been a witness to the struggles he had of an unhealthy lifestyle. When I was a kid, he used to always take me outside to have a catch, just to practice. Now, when I asked him, oh, put the gloves on for us to train, he said, no, I'm too tired. From 1998 to 2001, Louis Camoli served in the armed forces.
Well, I came out of the military, I was in good shape. You know, I came home, got a job, started working, you know, raising my family.
He was an active guy at the time. He always wore a suit. We'd be at the park playing basketball all the time. Years later, he was eating more, exercising less, and he had grown older. My stepbrother told the whole family, I finally beat my dad at basketball. My little brother said, I always beat daddy. My stepbrother said, that cause you play against old daddy. I always had to face young daddy. My stepdad became addicted to unhealthy food. Every Saturday after work, he go to the store and bring everybody home bacon, eggs, and cheese. In the town we live in, Far Rockaway, they're really not that much healthy foods.
Fast food is not good for you, obviously. It makes you fat. It doesn't have the nutrition it should have. And too many people eat it. Eating healthy is an expensive thing to do. See, most people eat fast food because they can't afford healthy food. Healthy food is very expensive. Fast food is very cheap. So if you only got a couple dollars in your pocket, you're going to eat some fast food. You're not going to try to eat anything healthy because it's just too much money. I you know, maybe if I found a job closer to home or something, you know, it takes me quite some time. It takes me a lot of time to travel to work. It takes me about an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours to get to work. So that's one of the other issues there too. And, you know, so I leave at 8 o'clock in the morning, I come home, it's 10 o'clock at night. So it just makes it difficult to get things done.
So now he's trying to find a way to get back in shape. He going to the gym more. He don't come home with bacon, eggs, and cheese that much. He made my mom start cooking fish instead of chicken, rice, and beans. He box and trains with me sometimes. Things are looking great.
Some of the things that I've done differently now is I, you know, just monitor myself in terms of how much junk food I eat and stuff like that. That's one thing I did. I also just incorporated eating more fruit, the fruits that they have available, like apples and oranges and stuff like that. So I eat more of that right now. And, you know, I try to stay away from, I watch how I cook food. I make sure I don't fry foods too much. I eat moderately now, and that seems to help out. I've been able to drop, 15 pounds since the last time we spoke. And, you know, I do a lot more cardio. You know, I make sure I walk every day. The remedy for everything is if you commit to something, you'll get the results you need. But if you don't make that commitment and you don't do what you need to do, it's not going to happen for you.
Many people struggle with the same problem of not getting healthy food in their system. The food is not around in my neighborhood and it costs more. My stepdad used to be too tired to work when he came home, but I'm surprised that now he's trying. I hope there will be more healthy food around here soon, and I hope my stepdad get healthy as he was before. For HRN, I'm Carlos Rodriguez.